The top stories today, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten will come face-to-face for their first leaders debate tonight. As a new opinion poll shows, the election contest is tightening. Early voting opens today with more than 500 pre-polling centres operating across the country. The latest news poll shows the coalition has improved its position by a point, so it's within the margin of error. So it stands now at 49-51 in Labor's favour. Lines are easing at airports after the Border Force passport electronic scanning was restored. Thousands of international passengers have experienced delays this morning at international airports. An IT problem stopped all electronic passport processing and extra staff were called in to do the job manually. Baby killer Kathleen Folbig is today expected to give evidence in a court for the first time about diary entries that were used to convict her. Folbig chose not to give evidence at her 2003 trial, and the prosecution case was that her diary entries were evidence that she deliberately killed her four children. And the latest film in the Avengers franchise, Endgame, has broken global box office records during its opening weekend. It's the fastest a movie has ever passed the $1 billion mark. The film has already made more than titles such as Skyfall, Aquaman, and The Dark Knight Rises did in their entire runs.